Mishnah Yom is for Friday, the 18th day of Kislev, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechet Yevamos, Perek 11, Mishnah Aleph. Noisin al hanusa v'al hamefuta. One is allowed to marry a relative of a woman that he has seduced, or that he raped or seduced. He's allowed to marry the relatives of such a woman, because that woman that he seduced or raped is not his wife. And therefore, because he's not his wife, the relatives of such a woman are not forbidden to him. The Gemara explains that even though it says technically one can marry, even l'chatchila, the Chazal didn't want this to happen while the Anusa Mefuta was alive. When she's alive, the Chacham did not permit him to marry the relatives, and that's because the fear, the danger, that because he's had a relationship with this woman, whether a forced or whether a consensual, in either case, there is a fear that they might come to visit their relatives, and because they're in the house or they might visit their relatives, there is a worry that he could come to an Avera, and as we'll soon see, he can never, ever marry or live with the Anusa or the Mefuta after he's married their relatives. That's the very next case. Ha'oinas v'hamefate al hanesua. If a person rapes or seduces the relatives of his wife, of a legally married wife, chayev, then he's chayev, the punishment that the Torah declares for it. So, for example, if he raped the daughter of his wife, he'd be chayev Mrs. Basin. He'd be killed in a court with Srefa, if there's the witnesses and he was warned, etc. Or if he raped the sister of his wife while his wife was alive, he be chayv koros, achas ishta. Continues the Mishnah. Noisei odom anusas aviv umefutas aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman that was raped or seduced by his father. Why? Of course, it's not his mother. We're not talking about a woman who's his mother. The Torah did not forbid a woman unless the woman is the wife of his father. The Torah clearly says, "Ervas, eishes avicha lo segale." You cannot live with the wife of your father. But a woman who his father raped or seduced is not the wife. Similarly, says the Mishnah, one is allowed to marry anusas benoi umefutas benoi. When a man is allowed to marry a woman, is allowed to marry a woman who's been raped or seduced by his own son. Why? Because that woman is not the wife of his son. It is absolutely forbidden to marry the wife of his son. That's covered by a biblical command: "Ervas kaloscha lo segale." You shall not live with your daughter-in-law. Eishes bincha hi. She is the wife of your son. The Torah is telling us clearly what is a daughter-in-law, what's considered a daughter-in-law, only if it's a wife of your son, not if it's a woman that he has raped or seduced. Rabbi Huda Oyser, Banusas Aviv Umefutas Aviv. Rabbi Huda argues with the Tanakhama. He says no. He says a woman, even if the woman was raped or seduced by his father and not legally married at all, nevertheless, it's forbidden for the son to marry such a woman. And why is that? That's because in the Pasuk it says, Lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, velo yigale knaf aviv. Makes two statements. He shall not take the wife of his father. He shall not uncover the skirt of his father, the knaf of his father. Rabbi Huda learns that this extra phrase, Lo yigale knaf aviv, comes to include any woman that his father has been with, that i.e. even if it's not in a marriage sense, like they seduced or raped the woman, that would also be covered by the prohibition. And therefore, he cannot marry. However, the Tanakhama doesn't learn it that way. The Tanakhama learns that these additional words, lo yigale knaf aviv, that the son shall not take the knaf, literally the skirt, or uncover the skirt of his father, is referring to a shomeres yovom of his father, which means that if his father's brother died without children, and there is a leaving a widow behind, and that widow therefore is waiting for his father to do the mitzvah of yibum, if the son came along and wants to marry her instead, that is the prohibition. That is absolutely prohibited by Lo Galik Nafavi. It does not include the Tanakhama says it does not include a case of a woman who was raped or seduced by his father. That is not prohibited. She is not prohibited to be married by the son. And the halacha is indeed like the Tanakhama, that opinion. Mishnah base. Hagioris sheniskayru boneha ima. A convert whose sons converted with her. And after the sons converted, they married women. And one of them died without children. One of the two sons died without children. Lo choltsin, lo miyabmin. None of the brothers do chalitza or do yibum. There is no obligation whatsoever. Why? Because the yibum, the law of the levirate marriage, the yibum only applies between brothers that share a common father. Now, when these two sons or three sons, when they convert, they're not called brothers from the father anymore. In fact, they're not called brothers at all, technically. They're not even related. Some say that we're talking here about Gerim, who were both conceived and born whilst they were not Jewish. So they have absolutely no mishpocha affiliations with each other, not even from the mother's side. They're like strangers between each other, halachically. Afilu, continues the Mishnah, Afilu hoy rosa shel rishon shaloi bikedusha. Even if the first or one of the sons was conceived whilst the parents was a goy, while the mother was a goy, Vilei dosa bikedusha, but born after her mother had converted, was in the born here Jewish, Vahasheni, and the second son, hoy rosa vilei dosa bikedusha, was both conceived and born after their mother had converted, even though you've got a situation where both brothers were born in Kedusha. They were both born after the mother was converted, but since one of the children was conceived before the mother converted, Lebi Kedusha, that's already enough to break any relationship between them, so that after they've converted, there's no din of brothers. They're not called brothers on the father's side. In fact, they're not called brothers at all, and therefore there's no din of yibum if one dies without children. Or chalitza. V'chein, and finally says the Mishnah, v'chein shivcha shenishtachru bonau ima. Similarly also, a non-Jewish shivcha, shivcha knanis, whose children became freed, and when they become freed, they become fully Jewish. That's the halacha, and every knani becomes fully Jewish upon being freed. Once they're freed and they become Jewish, they're not brothers. They're not considered brothers of each other anymore, even though biologically they may be. And therefore, if one of them dies without children, the other does not do any chalitza or yibum whatsoever.